Well, we here in our tri-state region have just probably one of the most active group of libraries around, and that from New York State, Connecticut, into Massachusetts. This weekend, as a matter of fact, at the D.M. Hunt Library, they are featuring their online event, Small Town Big Talk, Artists in Conversation with Garth Coble. That is coming up on the 10th at 7:30, dmhuntlibrary.org for more information there. But what we're going to talk about right now, is an event that is coming up. And that event is coming up where? It's coming up at the Hotchkiss Library. And it is a presentation by Katie Kinsolving, Commemorate Earth Day with Food and Climate, the Path Forward. It's hosted by the Hotchkiss Library. It's coming up Thursday, April 22nd at 7 p.m. on Zoom. And we welcome Katie in this morning. Good morning, Katie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you for having me on, Miles.
So let's, you know, I always talk about Earth Day. I was back in 1971, a senior at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, and a group of students, I think they were led by Peter Mitchell at the time, formed an Earth Day committee. I think it was either the first or second year of Earth Day. And that's how far back Earth Day goes. I don't know if people realize that, but you've got an interesting presentation coming up about food and climate. First of all, for people who are not aware of who you are, Katie, a little bit of background on yourself.
Well, I moved to Sharon about 3 or 4 years ago. Before that, I lived in Princeton, New Jersey, and I was a co-founder there of a group called Sea Change Conversations that aims to bring together moderates and conservatives and liberals around the topic of climate change by talking about it in ways that we can all understand. Before that, I had a degree in cooking. I teach cooking. I've taught cooking all over the world. I've written a cookbook. So I really have combined my love of cooking and food with my interest in climate change. And that has led me to a place where I started to look at what climate change is going to do to our agricultural systems and the way we grow our food and how that will play out in the next few decades. So I've created a presentation that kind of looks at the way our agricultural systems contribute to climate change and what climate change will be doing to the way we grow our food. But most importantly, how individual action can help mitigate some of these. Because I think it's important that we all feel that we can do something to affect change.
You know, it's interesting. We have every Monday, Arthur Schwartz, who used to be the food editor for the New York Daily News, he comes on and does a show with us. And we talk about food, the agricultural chain, and how what we seem to be, I know I have come back to the point where I do less big shopping and more shopping on a daily basis. And also, I try to purchase as many locally grown ingredients as possible, locally grown anywhere within a 25 to 30 mile radius of where we live. Because let's just say beef or chickens raised in Italy are going to be raised in totally different conditions than you have beef and chicken raised in our area. But now the important thing about climate change, which nobody really mentions in climate change, is the effect that our climate, as extreme as it has become now, in your opinion, that has a big impact on our food chain and what we eat and how we get what we eat, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, I think we're going to see interesting things happening to yields. The other issue is that climate is that is sort of next to climate, but also interlinked, is what is happening to our soil. And I talk about that a lot in the presentation. And soil, of course, I always think of Earth Day, I think of soil. So that's one of the reasons I wanted to do this presentation on Earth Day, whether it's soil for growing our crops, or using it indeed to try to sequester carbon, and that conversation is still very much ongoing in the scientific community. But there's so much here to unpack and think about as we go about our daily shopping. And you are so right. You know, transportation is a big part of the climate change contribution of agriculture. I read somewhere that we import as much beef to this country as we export, which seems, you know, when you hear it like that, kind of nutty. But yeah, getting your food locally as possible is the way to go, for sure.
Well, you know, we moved up to Connecticut when I was just born, and we moved to Connecticut, okay? And we moved to my grandmother had property in Sharon called Elm Valley Farm, and it was a chicken farm. And they never were affected by the downturn in the economy back when there was the big depression. And we also, on top of having thousands of chickens, which were raised organically, we had actually vegetable gardens as well. And most of our chicken and our vegetables came from there. Yes, we did go to stores to buy other things, but it really does hold up. And it took a while for me to change. I was a person that ate a lot of processed foods for a lot of years. My partner here at the radio station, Jill Goodman, years ago finally talked me out of that to get rid of processed foods, but to eat as much as you could in seasonal foods. And it really has made a difference in the quality of my life. And when you talk about soil, talk about the importance of soil, because when you take a look at the planet, there's not really much soil on the ground, really, when you look at it. That's going to serve the billions of people that are all around the world.
Yeah, soil is a really, really, we're still kind of just looking at it and learning about it. There's somebody recently said that the planet really shouldn't be called Earth, it should be called water, because most of the planet, as you correctly point out, is ocean. Soil is this incredibly rich microcosm, and it's amazing to me to think that it's really made up of four things, right, including air, mineralized rocks, or rocks that have been broken down, water, and then humus, or organic matter, and that is what we all kind of I think we take it for granted, and being more observant about what we're doing to our soil is going to be really critical, because we're losing a lot of topsoil, and that will have knock-on effects as we have more droughts and more extreme weather events, because the loss of topsoil means that, you know, earth, the soil will just wash away or blow away in the case of more arid areas.
We're speaking with, once again, Katie Kinsolving, who's being brought into the Hotchkiss Library to do a Zoom event on Thursday, April 22nd at 7 p.m. The presentation is Earth Day, Food and Climate, the Path Forward. We only have about a minute or two left here, but what are some of the ideas that you have? How can we mitigate what's going on with climate change as it affects our food chain, the growth of food, agriculture, and what we eat?
Well, as you so rightly said, buying local is certainly a way to go. Secondly, really watching our food waste. Food waste is, many people don't realize it, but a huge contributor to greenhouse gases. Because landfill breaks down food anaerobically, and the sort of offset of that, and what comes out of that, is methane, which is a much more potent greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. So reducing your food waste, either by composting it or just being very mindful as you shop to not get more than you need, or to avoid... I think packaging has a lot to do with it. You can't always compost packaging, but watching how we buy things. You know, if you buy things in a huge box or a huge plastic bag, A, you've got the plastic, which is created by fossil fuels, And B, it if you buy more than you need, a lot of that tends to go to waste. So watching our food waste consumption is critical. And I understand there's a new program over at the transfer station, an experimental program on getting people to do a food waste pilot to see if they want to start doing composting there. So that's pretty exciting for our area. There are a number of ways that we can all contribute, and including sort of getting involved in the local area, state and regional discussions on this, and how we're going to look at our farms, how we're going to conserve our land. All these things are really important to keeping our food systems secure for the next generation.
Well, once again, Thursday, April 22nd, a Zoom event at 7 p.m., hosted by the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. Once again, Katie Kinsolving, Food and Climate, the Path Forward. More information is available at hotchkisslibrary.org, where you can get the link to register. Katie, once again, thanks for joining us this morning, and we hope to see you on the 22nd.
Marshall, thank you so much. I also want to mention that the Sharon Energy and Environment Commission is doing a trash pickup day this Saturday, Saturday, the 17th, and we're meeting in front of the Hotchkiss Library. If anyone wants to come, bring your own mask. We'll provide garbage bags and latex gloves and a route map to go and help keep beautiful roads in Sharon looking cleaner and more pristine. There's been a lot of trash dumped out of people's windows for some reason over the winter, and we feel it's time for a little cleanup. So that's also another Earth Day program coming up.
All right, Katie, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Marshall.
Take care. Once again, Katie Kinsolving here on Robin Hood Radio.